Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
All week.
I've got something good. It's coming up.
It better be fucking good.
That's what it's been in the making. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Not all week. I just came up with this yesterday.
Okay.
All right, guys. Welcome back to another podcast. Since I always come up with games, this week I once again came up with a game. I'm really excited about this game. I think this is going to go really well. Game is... the game is 6 Degrees of Video Games.
Okay.
It's going to be co-op, not competitive, so you guys get to work together.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is give you a game and give you two of its genre types.
Okay.
And you need to connect genre types to get to the other game that I'm going to give you.
Okay.
And a little disclaimer, you cannot use multiplayer, you can't use simulation. These need to be pure genre types. Got it?
Like fighter? Or...
Fighter, okay. Action.
Okay.
First-person shooter. Got it?
I think I understand, yeah.
Okay.
So the first one is Project Cars to World of Warcraft. Now, Project Cars is a racing slash driving game. World of Warcraft is an RPG slash MMO.
Does a simulator?
No. Not, you can't do simulator.
Okay. Again, what are the categories?
Project Cars, which is a racing or slash driving game, to World of Warcraft, which is an RPG slash MMO. And I have done the 6 degrees for all these, so I know it is possible.
Okay.
So start working it out. Work together, guys. Right. This is a team
effort. So we need something, a racing slash driving game that is going to get us closer to RPGs.
Yeah. So you need a racing game that also has another subgenre.
What about Driver San Francisco? What would you call that game?
That's an arcade driver?
No, you can't use arcade. Arcade or simulation is not...
Maybe we could do the other way. Is there an MMO about driving? There is. There's a game... Well, can we say Grand Theft Auto?
No, that is... Oh, I used the tags, the main tags listed in Steam to verify. So
okay.
It might be a driving game, but it's like the 30-second fucking...
There is an MMO about racing. I can't think of it, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to start listing driving games, and you tell me. Spin Tires?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
no?
Spin Tires, yeah. I did do my research. I do know Spin Tires.
Spin Tires. Spin Tires is kind of like a simulation game. You get stuck in the mud a lot.
Yeah, it's like an off-road game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's real physics-based.
There's an off-road game, too. Off-road, isn't it called that? I don't know.
Super Off-Road. You guys remember that? Super Nintendo? That was a great game.
Super Off-Road is a great game. I'll give you a hint for this one if you want.
Okay.
You want a hint?
Yeah.
Burnout Paradise.
Which is...
Is a racing slash open world game.
We've played no racing games. This is the worst category.
Well, maybe we can work from the RPG aspect.
So
work backwards.
So Project Cars to Burnout Paradise, which is a racing slash open world game. So now you have open world. Can you get to
world? So open world goes to GTA, and then GTA has role playing.
That I will accept that. I used Witcher 3, which is an open world RPG.
Okay.
To role playing
goes to
World of Warcraft because World of Warcraft is an RPG.
Okay, we did it in 4. Take that, bitch.
Second one. Guitar Hero, which is a rhythm slash music game, to Wolfenstein: The New Order, which
we're crossing platforms now.
Yeah, okay. which is a first person shooter slash action game.
All right, Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, which is a rhythm slash music game.
Okay,
rhythm games.
Okay,
Melody, Bit Trip Runner.
Let's go with Crypto Necro Dancer.
Okay.
Is a rhythm game that's also an RPG.
Okay.
And then...
Is that an RPG? Or is that...
Yeah, it's an RPG.
You can level up and stuff like that.
I will accept that.
What are we trying to get to?
Wolfenstein, which is an action slash first-person shooter.
RPG, Skyrim is an RPG first-person game.
Okay.
And then...
No.
Well, it's not a shooter.
I'd go the other route.
We could do Defiance. That's an RPG first-person.
But it's not first-person. It's third-person.
Okay. Borderlands, RPG first-person shooter.
Boom!
Okay. Last one.
First-person shooter goes.
Sudoku, which is a straight puzzle game.
Yep.
You only get one. To NBA 2K15, which is a straight basketball game.
He's so happy about this.
Puzzle to sports.
Yeah, that's easy. So let's go with a puzzle game. Let's go with...
the listeners are screaming at you guys right now. One is to get out of NBA 2K15 because you need a basketball game that also has another genre. So if you...
One of those like football manager games.
They don't have one for basketball that I could find.
But a sports game.
But there is there is another basketball game on Steam that has a different genre.
I'll take us one step anyway. Puzzle Quest is a puzzle RPG.
Okay.
So that gets us to RPG. But I don't know where... you got to work the other side, Bob.
Okay.
RPG.
You can look up Steam if you want to.
So we're going. We've got puzzle to RPG. Now we need to get RPG to sports.
Yeah, to sports.
But specifically basketball.
Basketball.
Football Manager 2000.
But that gets you to football. It's going to be really hard to go from football to basketball.
Okay, but that's sports. So we have sports now, right?
I will give you football. I'm not giving you sports.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Just because you want us to go down your path.
Okay. Well, we got World Basketball Manager, right? That's like Football Manager.
I don't know. Let's see.
I don't think so, man.
All right. World Basketball Manager is a terrible game, apparently, according to...
Oh, but it exists.
Yeah. So, simulation sports.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay. So now we're at basketball.
Okay.
And then we got it. Basketball game. Boom. All right.
Nice. Good job. The way I went is Sudoku to Portal 2, which is through the puzzle route. PlanetSide 2, which is a first-person shooter.
Uh-huh.
PlanetSide 2 to Freestyle 2, which is an MMO basketball game.
Wow.
To NBA 2K15.
We beat you.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
MMO basketball game.
So, shall we get into games?
I'd rather talk about what we're going to ride into battle, but... all have our tastes.
Maybe the listeners will tell us if they prefer that or 6 degrees of video games.
Yeah, that was bad. It wasn't bad.
And a co-op game instead of competitive, like we always do.
So I always bitch because Bobby fucking trumps me.
Yeah, see, and then you could use him to your advantage.
Teamwork.
All right, so what are we talking about?
We're talking about the Steam Summer Sale, which has finally happened. June 11th going from then to June 21st is going to be the last day. Only 10 days. I feel like that's shorter than usual, but maybe not.
I'm less and less excited about Steam sales because I almost have everything that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So.
We tend to buy stuff when they come out because we do a podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few select games, and we don't necessarily go for all the little community games that they do. They got a weird one this year where they created a game, and you... Sorry, I'm getting distracted here.
Yeah.
So I don't even know exactly what the Steam game does, but it looks like a little arcade game where you have to click on monsters and you do damage to them, and up to 1,000 Steam players can be in one game. So you're working as a very large group to defeat monsters, and they give you card drops, and they also unlock games. Like, if enough people do this, there's maybe 9 unlocks each day, and those determine sales that will happen.
Everything that's come out so far has been trash from this game.
I wouldn't say that.
Really? They got Rock of Ages and Little Inferno, both of which you played.
Rock of Ages.
And
Rock
Forest.
Of Ages I enjoyed.
Gods Forest. And I picked up Gods Will Be Watching. It's like Gods Will Be Watching. Yeah, I haven't played it. I literally just bought it like 2 hours ago because that's when I've had my eye on. But yeah, I mean, it's not terrible stuff. It's not the best stuff. And of course, they're still doing their daily deals, new deals every 24 hours, and then their flash sales, which happen every 12 hours, and those are the best deals that you can get. Hmm. No community choice this year. Surprised about that.
It's replaced by this game somehow.
Yeah.
The game, by the way, they call this genre clickers, where you basically are trying to click as rapidly as possible, and there's actually a subtype that you can actually buy games off Steam called clickers, and that's the whole game, is you click... And then it gives you rewards for clicking, and you click some more, and then it gives you rewards. So it's kind of like a modified Farmville kind of.
Yeah.
Just keeps feeding you pezzes.
I'd love to see the clicking muscle of a gamer versus like a non-gamer. I mean, to us, you can't really look at it and see, but I'm sure there's something going on there that makes it
I don't think it builds any muscle. I think maybe a little dexterity, but, you know, that's all going to turn into arthritis one of these days anyway.
Yeah.
But you can, if you're smart, you just go and download an auto clicker, which is a program that will click for you. And I tested one out and it actually did work, but you can even just AFK through the game. You can just sit there in the game and you can purchase upgrades that will click for you. It doesn't click as often, but it will do damage over time just periodically. But I don't know. I'm really not getting into this game. I've joined some of the hubs, some of the games that were going on and just sat there and got a few card drops, but I don't know. I can't say I'm really that into it.
So is this kind of like that Peter Molyneux thing where people are chipping away at a box to get to whatever's in the middle? That kind of...
Are you talking about Goddess?
Yeah. Are you kind of like chipping away at these bad guys to see what...
I suppose so. If enough people do it, then you can get rewards. I'm going to click on the link here to show you what I'm talking about. You can see today 6 out of 9 milestones unlocked, and it tells you what those are here. It'll unlock games in these certain genres here. And, I mean, some of them may be good, like the next one coming up, Plants vs. Zombies, Prototype 2, Frozen...
I feel like maybe the intern...
Lost Planet. That's what that is.
There was an intern that was in charge of putting this together. I'm not too impressed.
Well, look what they've done in the past. They had that, what was it, a community race thing where, like a summer camp theme where people would join teams and each team would compete by doing things. And the winning team, like a handful of people randomly selected would get the top 3 games on their wish list.
Yeah, that was cool. I was actually looking every day to see. I thought I liked it better than this.
I don't know. Well, there was a lot of talk that the whole thing was... Because you could pay to switch teams. And who knows if... It almost seems like a lottery to me, you know? Like, they could say, like, people are getting the top 3 games on their list and nobody could get it. And everyone... Like, nobody would know the difference. I don't know. I really don't even care. I'm just more interested in the deals that they have here.
I put the top 3 games as the most expensive shit on Steam.
Yeah.
I got an RPG Maker like 9 or whatever, which is $125, or at least at the time.
So, Bobby, you were doing your card thing coming up here for this summer sale. What's the deal?
Okay. So
break it down for us.
So I've been following my plan. I posted it in my activity feed because I never got a chance to make a video. And I outlined the steps that I was planning on taking, and I assumed there were going to be some variables that would change it. And there were 2 primary things that I think switched it up a little bit. Number one being, this is the 4th summer sale or the 4th Steam sale where they've had cards. And I think people are getting the Steam community is getting a little more used to it. So right off the bat, cards were not selling for as high as they were previously. They were right out the gate, I think they were going for between 20 and 30 cents a card. I sold a few in the low 20s, but now they're at 12 cents, maybe less.
Yeah, I sold them for 14 earlier today.
Yeah. So,
let me cut in real quick. For people that don't know what we're talking about, Steam has a leveling system. In order to advance in this leveling system, you need to put card sets together, I believe, right?
Yeah, you need to craft cards and create badges.
Bobby's a madman about this. He's in the top 50 in the world, so he wants to stay on top. He has a new system to do it, and now he's explaining how that's going.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, I can't explain the whole system, but the guy, the number one spot, he did hit level 600. So
wow. And you're what, 250 something?
I'm 354 right now.
It's not too far behind.
No, I think I'm in the steamladder.com, which will show you the entire list of people. And I'm listed as number 20 right now, but that does not count at people who have private profiles.
Gotcha. So why would you be a private profile, though, if you're doing that much stuff?
Yeah. Well, even if you're private only to your friends, like only your friends can see your profile and random people can't see it, then it's still considered a private profile. So there's at least 2 people I know of that are ahead of me, possibly more. But
I meant to bring this up off, but let's just say go through it real quick. Should everybody that doesn't care about this, like me, send you their cards?
Yeah, if they want, or sell them. You can always make money. Cards always sell. You can look at the card in the marketplace and see if anyone has any buy orders or what the lowest sell order is, and they always sell. Like, if you put it up there, it'll probably be gone within a day, especially a holiday card.
But we are talking under 50 cents every time, probably, right?
Oh, yeah, for each one.
Yeah.
But even if you just use Idlemaster, which will run all your games without installing them, so you get the card drops, and then you sell those cards, like, you'll make a pretty good amount of money. I mean, nothing crazy, but, you know, most of us have fairly big Steam libraries now, so you could... It's a lot of time and a lot of energy to do that, though. I don't know if it'd be worth it for some people.
Anyway, if you don't give a fuck like I don't, I'm going to send everything that I get. I already got some stuff for buying games, like 3 or 4.
Yeah, for every $10 you spend, you get one holiday card. And those will go away at the end of the sale on the 22nd. They'll just disappear.
So it's all going to Bobby for me. I'm only saying that for our listeners because I believe if we get Bobby anywhere near the top, like maybe top 5, that'd probably be the best promotion we could have for the podcast ever.
Maybe. But here's the problem that I have with this. I've kind of lost interest. This may be the last time I actually power level.
What?
Yeah. It's getting to the point where it's very expensive to gain any levels. And also, I reached a cap on the friends list, and I didn't know that was there. The way it works is when you have a Steam account, you can have up to 300 friends. Then for every level that you gain, you can have 5 more friends. So you guys are like level 11 or 12.
Right.
So you have your 300 friends plus 50, 55.
Sure. Or my 40. I mean, 300, 40, yeah. Whatever.
But you're using 3 of those, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you... So I didn't know this, but if you have a... you can only have up to 2,000 friends. That's the limit. So I hit 340. I hit 2,000 friends. And then I went beyond that, and I wasn't... my maximum number of friends that I could have would not increase. So there is a hard cap at 2,000.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of friends?
Glad you asked. Yeah. See, this is what's really important. A little Steam SEO here.
I mean, I love you guys, but I really don't need
Yeah, that. Why do you need 2,000 friends? Well, here's why. If you want to be... popular on Steam, if you want to be a known personality, you know, Steam's very small compared to YouTube or Twitter or some of these other social media sites, but you know, it's constantly growing. So a lot of people are trying to make, you know, a public persona on Steam. You know, they want people to watch their videos that are posted on Steam, comment on their screenshots and all that stuff. But
that's not a soda, fellas.
But if you want to do that, then you need a lot of friends, because the way it works is if I post a screenshot, everybody on my friends list will see that in their activity feed. Mm. Let's take my Killing Floor 2 video, for example. I posted that, and I posted it on Steam. It showed up in everyone's activity feed. I got maybe 75 likes and maybe 5 comments. That right there boosted it on the Killing Floor 2 community hub. The site that you can go to on Steam that just shows you all the content for Killing Floor 2, all the videos, all the screenshots, you know, what the comments, what people are talking about.
I upvoted it, Chet.
I did too.
Cool. And that helped. So
I didn't watch it, but I upvoted it.
So the more friends that you have, the more likely it is that your content's going to get upvoted and commented on, and that will boost it on the community hub page. Once it gets to the community hub page, if it gets high up on there, then people there will upvote it, comment, which will boost it even further and just give you more coverage. So really, having a whole lot of friends, especially active community members, will help you be one of these bigger personalities on Steam.
So you're stepping on their heads to get to the top. I see.
Just like everything else in life.
Think of friends as subscribers on YouTube, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I could have explained it all with that sentence.
So now, now that you hit the cap, you're a little less... interested
in it? Yeah, I'm a little less interested, and also it's the expense, really. Like, I set money aside. I didn't level since January. I've been setting money aside the entire time for this. I could have bought a 980 Ti for the money that I've spent on badges. Let me just put it that way.
Wow.
So, yeah, quite a bit of money at this point. And really, I probably won't even break 400 with the amount that I plan on spending. It just takes so much XP when you get to these higher levels.
And do you think, is there any way you're going to have a better outcome than you're expecting, you think?
Doubtful. Yeah. Ideally, like, you spend $0.60 for 100 XP, possibly. Nah, I'd say lower than that if you sell cards, but it's getting harder to do that. I'd say 50 to 60 cents per 100 XP is about as good as you're going to get.
Or if your podcast army just sends you a ton of shit.
Yeah, that too.
That'll help. Anyway.
But yeah, that's my whole deal on that. So I don't know how high I'll make it, but that's everything that's going on with my badges. But let's talk about what we've been buying on this Steam summer sale.
Sounds good. Should you kick it up?
Should you even say, because are you buying shit just to get cards though?
No. You get one XP for every game that you buy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What'd you get, Bobby? You kick us off.
Or
is your list long?
No, I didn't get very much. I bought some old retro titles that I won't bother mentioning, except for Finesweeper, which is a remake of Minesweeper. If you were old enough to remember that game.
Yes.
It came with Windows like 95 or something. It's actually pretty fun. I mean, it's just Minesweeper, though. I got that. I got The Gods Will Be Watching. Looking forward to playing that. Legend of Grimrock 2, $5.99. Can't pass that up.
Now that Emilio's not playing it anymore, you can go ahead and pick that up.
I only played it two or three days. The only reason I stopped playing is because it's too involved. Much like one of the games that I bought. Really quickly, I bought Besieged, Craft the World. I accidentally bought Chivalry.
Accidentally
bought it? I meant to buy it as a gift, and I bought it for myself instead. And then so I had to buy a second one for a gift.
But they opened up Steam Returns. You could have just returned it and purchased it again as a gift.
Okay, I will then.
Okay.
Calm down. Jesus Christ.
Well, how much did you pay for it? Chivalry was going for what, like $5?
I want to say
$2.49.
Yeah, $2.49.
I don't know if it's worth it.
Hey, $2.49 is $2.49.
And then the last one I bought was Mountain Blade Warband. Probably the same thing that I could say about Grimrock. I could say about this. It's a good game. I recommend it, but it's so involved that I could play 3, 4, 5 games in the time that I could play. I mean, there's so much into this.
We're going into games already?
Yeah. Why not? It's called the segue.
I can't talk about games I bought.
Are you going to talk about them?
I bought Mountain Blade also.
Okay.
But I haven't played.
Cool.
But then I bought Homeworld, which I'm super excited about. Finally bought, and I bought Starpoint Gemini 2. I'm in a space kick right now for some reason. So that's what I bought. Mountain Blade, what are we talking about?
Well, no, how about you could talk about those games if you get your Kerbal retards to space?
I gave up those Kerbals. They ain't never leaving their space. Those guys are stuck. Marooned. What a maroon. All right, Mountain Blade. Is it worth playing? I bought it for $2.50 or whatever, however much it was.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much here. It's very, very, very deep as a big world. So it's kind of like a third-person medieval warfare simulator, but also has, you have to manage your troops. And you need to do quests, stuff like that. It's got a lot going on. Big, expensive world. But it is very, very dated. And the problem with this game, and it's not even... I wish I knew this game when it came out. Because the only reason I could say anything shitty about it is because Witcher 3 exists and Skyrim exists.
But I thought it's the graphics were terrible.
They are.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I wish I played this when it came out.
Oh, gotcha.
It's so dated now that it hurts it, and that's no fault of its own.
This came out March 31st, 2010?
Yeah.
Wow, that's older than I thought.
Yeah, and if you can't afford those pre-mentioned games, go ahead and get Mountain Blade. I think you can get bang for your buck. What is it, $4 right now?
Yeah, and it's always on sale. Like, this is one you can pick up cheap all the time.
Yeah, if you're strapped for cash and you just need a time sink, money sink, this is the game for you. There is a lot here. The graphics aren't horrendous. They're just dated.
They're horrendous.
They look a little bit worse than 5 years old, though. I would say that. They look maybe like 8 or 9 years old. But the content is there. Really quickly, I had a lot of fun fighting the, what are they called? Robbers, I guess? Or there was
looters. Looters.
These guys, okay, I'm fighting them. It says I have a -6 advantage. That's severe from what I've played since then. Like a -6, I haven't seen that since my first fight. There's six dudes running at me like Braveheart style. I've got a horse, I've got a bow and arrow, and I've got an axe. They have clubs, no shoes, and no shirts. And man, they're into what, I mean, they believe in whatever the fuck they're fighting for, because they just keep running after your horse. Your horse you control like with a throttle system, kind of like you would a boat. So you can set a certain speed and just keep it there. I kited these fuckers and pelted them with arrows till they all died. Some of them ran away. And then you pull out your axe and you run them down. It's really fun, actually. But it's, I don't think it's very realistic. If you saw a guy, a horse, and he's all mounted up, I don't think you and your six buddies with rocks and clubs would come. But whatever. It was fun killing them. And yeah, I don't know. I guess that's it. I can say if you're strapped for cash, pick it up. If you can somehow afford it, pick up Witcher 3. It's a billion times better.
But this one also gives you like a band, right? Like,
yeah, you take care of it. Like,
it's got more squad, like squad based.
Yeah, I thought this was more of a multiplayer game.
That's what I said. And he's like, I didn't know there was multiplayer. I was like, it's on the main menu.
I think that's the only mode I played in this game. I wasn't even aware that it had a single player campaign to it.
And how's the multiplayer? Is it worth picking up?
No. Well, I don't know.
It's overwhelmingly 26,000 yeah. people have reviewed this, and it's overwhelmingly positive. So something there is working.
Can we see the dates of these votes?
Well, they're probably mostly all they're probably a long fairly time ago. Recent,
but it reminded me a lot when I played the multiplayer. I was having really bad lag, so maybe that contributed to my negative opinion of it. But it reminded me a lot of that medieval game that I played a while ago.
Yeah, what's that
War
one?
Of the Roses.
War of the Roses. Yeah, that was This one looks was reviewed much better by the reviewers than War of the Roses.
But the melee combat relies so heavily on being accurate. Like that, I think that was the issue that I had with it. Like I couldn't really understand. Maybe because of the latency issues, it was really hard for me to land a hit. It's different than a shooter. I think a shooter is a little more forgiving, but when you're actually doing melee combat, then
yeah,
I think that's why there hasn't been problems. There hasn't been a huge melee combat PvP that just took off like crazy. It's because
it's a lot more difficult to do.
It's a lot more difficult to do, and the latency is so much more important.
Well, I can tell you exactly why it has. Like you talk about boxing. How many different boxing punches are there?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. How many different ways can you shoot a bullet? Like one, you pull the trigger, right? And so
maybe you, bro, but I do my jumping double tap.
Well, you know, the original Quake was supposed to be a melee game, but they had so many issues with it that's kind of where the two Johns split, because John Carmack or John Romero was really pushing, let's keep this, you know, let's do something new, let's make this a melee game, and Carmack said we just can't do that with the engine, it would take years and it's just not feasible.
Well, it was successful.
Yeah, I mean, it came out as a shooter, and yeah, it was great. But
Chad's mom has two Johns split every night.
That's true.
Hey-o.
Hey! I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
She's a whore.
Oh.
She has Johns, and they split.
That makes sense.
Jesus Christ. Come on, guys. Hey, draw sense. You pictures.
Yeah.
Whore pictures.
I would like a picture. So, should we talk about some MMOs?
MMOs, yeah. So we've been trying to find one, and that hasn't been going well.
Let's hear your experience first, Bobby.
Well, we all jumped on to Defiance.
Yes.
Chad, well, not Amelia. Chad, me, David is winning, joined us. We tried that out, I would say, unsuccessfully. I don't know. Did you enjoy it?
I did not. However, I thought when we got into the kind of five mans, the dungeons, which were what, four people, I think?
Yeah, four people.
The dungeons were fun. There was like a, you know, it's co-op, four person, you're in a closed environment, they have bosses that come out, different little events. You're going through a set path.
They tend to be, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that tends to be the best part of
true
MMOs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we did the same one over and over again. It got a little repetitive.
There was only two from it.
For your level.
For our level. But the thing is, we said, okay, queue us up to anything. You know, like, just find us a quick match. And it took us, what, 15 minutes to get us in one of these?
Yeah, it took a while.
And then when we got in, we were like level 121 or something like that.
Well, I don't know if we can say we were level this. How do they count it? Favor? Ego. Ego is how they count their levels, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know how exactly that really translates into levels as we would know them from an MMO.
And maybe that's an issue there, is like, I never felt like I was getting better.
Yeah.
I never felt like I was improving.
I don't think
isn't that the essence of RPGs?
Yeah, and that's the problem. Like, I didn't feel like I was getting better.
Yeah.
Like, you hit a new level, and I get 2% crit damage if they are moving towards me. Like, that's...
I mean, that's better, I guess.
It is.
Like, mentally.
Well, the thing is, my ego rating was like 39 or something, and then you and David were around, what, 90?
Something like that.
Something like that. And then we joined an instance where this guy was at level 9,999.
Yeah.
There was a huge disparity. And even the difference between my ego rating and Chad and David's, I couldn't really notice much of a difference. We all seemed to be doing about the same damage. We were able to handle the same mobs. Like, it just, you couldn't really get a grasp on, okay, what does the level actually impact? It seemed more dependent on your gear and your weapons, which there really wasn't very much of either.
Yeah. That's how Star Wars Galaxies did it, too. You could never raise your hit points. Your hit points are always the same. You could wear more armor. You could get more skills, but generally, I mean, one well-placed laser shot could kill you,
mm-hmm.
which conceptually doing something like that works. I mean, it sounds great. Like, it doesn't matter. A level one can take out a level 100 and that sounds cool for PvP and stuff. But in actuality, when you put it in practice, I haven't seen it work once.
True.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little more realistic. Like, you don't suddenly double your strength as you're like, being an adult, you know, like, you're an adult, but you don't suddenly...
Dude, I'm like 6 or 7 times stronger than a baby. I don't know what you're talking about. The fuck are you talking about?
As an adult...
Maybe 20 times stronger.
Yeah, you don't step into an MMO as a baby. You step in as an adult. 100 levels later, you're still an adult, but yet you're wearing fucking class 6 armor, you know, like... So there's a little more realism in this, but when it comes down to it, you want to return for your investment...
I call that realism.
You want to return for your investment on playtime, and dying to a level 1 as a level 100 just means that there was not that return for that investment that I put into the game.
Right. I mean, the odds should be heavily stacked in your favor.
Right.
But I can see how if he snuck up on you, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will say one thing. The thing that I did like about this was the talent tree. It was more like a web. You pick one large talent to start with, and then you branch out from there. And we really didn't make it far enough to really get into it and to really understand that. But I did like that design.
Yeah.
That design. And that's what I love about MMOs. First of all, working as a group and each person fulfilling a role.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you never get that at the early levels, unfortunately.
Well, here's an example. I liked the shotgun. The shotgun was fun. But I could never really play as the shotgunner because I had the same hit points as Bobby, who was sniping, versus the other. Like, there was no way for me to say, okay, I'm going to be more up front and I'm going to be a little tankier.
Mm-hmm.
You just couldn't do it in this game. It's like, pick your weapon, but if you're going to pick the shotgun, no, you're going to almost die every time.
So there's no tanks.
Yeah. We couldn't, like, I couldn't figure out a way to be the tank class or...
Right.
You know, like that sort of thing.
But you're not going to get that at an early level. But maybe we're just over MMOs, or at least this type.
That's how I feel. Of all of these, the only one I played was
Star Wars.
And
The Old Republic, by the way, not Galaxies.
I got to say that Galaxies doesn't even exist anymore.
No.
But anyway, the dialogue was amazing. When I was going through the things, I was trying to go for the fastest, whatever's going to get to the mission faster. And then I was like, whoa, this is really well done. And I really like the way my dude's responding. I think I'm just going to play an asshole. And I never play an asshole in a game. I do that in real life. And so, you know, you always want to play what you aren't. So I was playing the asshole and I was like, wow, his little quips are really cool. And so then I just got into the actually role playing my dude, as this jerk. And, it was fun. But, after that, I mean, at its base, like you guys said, it's just World of Warcraft all over again with different skin.
Here's something that really, really bugs me. The starting location in Star Wars is dependent on your class, meaning in most places, it's dependent on your race.
Yeah.
But in this game, it's dependent on your class. That means Emilio and I can't play the first 10 levels together because we either have to play the same class or you can't play the starting levels together.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing in MMOs.
That's a really good point, man.
Like, because...
I guess they treat the first 10 levels as a tutorial. And
which is stupid. Because
I got to say, even more than World of Warcraft, like Star Wars The Old Republic seemed to be way more linear to me. Like, it almost seemed like a Mass Effect game for at least the first 10 levels. And, you know, I never reached the end game, and that's really where MMOs start to shine. But I'm... Like I said earlier, I think I'm just over MMOs. Like, I don't think I have the time to really even reach endgame at this point.
Did you play Guild Wars 2 at all?
No, I never went back to that.
Okay, because I booted that up, and of the three that we just were talking about, Guild Wars 2 was definitely the one that I was most interested in. The graphics, in my mind, are the best. It's got a cool user interface. The classes are kind of interesting to me. Picking
combat.
Combat's a little unique because based on the weapon you're using, you have different abilities. That was all cool. The only thing and one of the coolest thing is its survive feature, where when you get down to one hit point or whatever, you get down to your hit point is done.
Yeah.
You go into a fight mode, and if you survive it, if you kill the guy, you pop back up.
Got a Borderlands 2 kind of thing.
Exactly. So, that's really cool because you can now have your guy die. So, they can design characters that will actually hurt you, you know, versus most MMOs that the only way you can die is if you take too many mobs on. This game, you can actually go against one versus one. And they can have a legitimate chance to beat you because they've got this kind of backup mechanic that means that you don't always die, even though you died, you know what I mean?
I love going up against things that are like several levels above me in any game. I've always done that. It's a big appeal. And speaking to that. So let me throw this out there, guys. We played that. I'm glad that we played that EverQuest for that day because I want to throw this out there. How about fuck quests? And the combat should be so good, just like EverQuest. The combat should be so good that basically the only thing going on is you trying to beat back this imposing force that's coming forward.
I disagree with, I love quests, but here's what I think, and here's where I agree with you. The best part of MMOs is what? Endgame, right? The best part is dungeons, right?
Grouping.
Why am I facing 400 trash that I'm just plowing my way through to level up? Why don't I have three really tough fights? And after those three fights are done, I gain a level. Why can't I have bosses that are just sitting there? Why can't I have, like, if I kill a guy, it takes 15 minutes, but when I kill a guy, boom, I gain a level. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're saying, like, as a co-op?
No, just as normal guys. Like, instead of me having to kill 200 fucking rats to get a level.
Because people would go through content at 10 times the rate that they do now.
But what I'm saying is, spend the 2 hours, instead of spending the 2 hours killing 200 guys, why don't I spend the 2 hours killing 10 guys that take 20 minutes each? You know, like, why don't I make it a real fight with ups and downs? And, you know, like...
I hate that time keeps coming up as such I wish we were 10 and didn't care.
Just to finish up on Guild Wars 2, it's the best of the ones that we were playing. However, I got bored of combat. Like,
it still didn't get your hooks in.
You only have three buttons. Right. And so, like, you go up to a guy, you do your three buttons, and then you're sitting there. Like, it didn't have... Wow, you get in there and you start, like...
You could weapon switch, can't you?
You get a lot more abilities as it goes on, and you even get other...
Thing.
Yeah. Well, it might depend on the class, but you get things that you can make that are like passive and you can turn them on and off. And
there is. So I guess if I had to recommend one, I'm recommending WoW. But if I had to recommend a second one, or you didn't want to pay a monthly subscription, then Guild Wars, you know, Guild Wars 2 is obviously. Just a side note, all this talk made me want to start WoW up. And when I start WoW up, they're like, oh, you don't have game time. Do you want to buy game time? Or do you want to spend gold to get your game time? Did you guys know that, that you can now purchase game time?
I think we talked about it. I'm pretty sure we
did. Did we bring that up?
I don't know.
I put it on the notes and then we never got to it, but yeah.
So in-game gold?
So yeah.
More power to Chinese farmers.
Yeah. So, I was quoted at a price of 21,000 gold to get 30 days.
Okay.
They're called WoW tokens, by the way. You can put them up on the auction house. People buy them off the auction house for gold and then they turn that into 30 days game time. Mm. I don't know how this works with, you know, people gold farming and everything else and doing shady shit.
Well, I'm sure the value of gold went up tremendously when this was introduced, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I don't know what sort of backlash this has experienced because I haven't been caught up on WoW, but I just thought that was interesting. Like now that they're introducing the something, you know, that Eve has, WildStar was doing this while it was going on. It seems like a mechanic that is starting to be more and more popular.
Well, it definitely works for the devs. I don't know if it works for the players.
Well, it's one of those gold sinks. Like, keeping the economy stable is can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. And if the price of gold continues to drop, you know, like if you constantly have inflation, this is a way to get more gold out of the market, you know?
I love that one of the stats, this is from years ago when WoW blew up and it was on top of every stat chart. Their economy was stronger than half of the countries of the world.
Yeah.
That was crazy, man.
Okay, one more little side note about MMOs, and then we can go on to something else. I looked up a site on top MMOs, and they had a whole listing of top browser MMOs.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, fuck it.
Some of them are huge.
Yeah, I'm gonna try this one that's listed as a top browser.
Does that have Leaf in the name?
No.
Okay.
The one it recommended was Nova Genesis.
Okay.
So I booted this thing up. For a browser game, it's very pretty. I mean, it's you know, like it's...
cel-shaded or
it's
whatever.
It's basically...
art, like painted art?
No, it's more 2D than 3D. You can move back and forth a little bit. But, you know, I played like 13 or 14 levels of this. But they've got this like quest system and you can literally click on the quest and your guy just starts moving to it. Like I was not actually clicking on the screen. My guy was just moving from quest to quest and I was just accepting and completing.
I mean,
quests.
How far away of is that than giving you that glowing little
it's true.
Gold
yeah.
bar that you just
and maybe
we'll actually
get
probably
to,
better.
We'll probably get to that point, yeah. But I just thought it was funny that I wasn't clicking a whole lot and gaining levels, and it was
I know it's never going to be this way, but I really hope EverQuest Next is more like EverQuest 1, where it's less quest-based, and the combat is so engaging that you and your buddies have to really work together to like get the basic shit done and work out from there.
I feel like Guild Wars 2 is a step in that direction, not necessarily focused on the combat, but away from the quests, because anything you do in Guild Wars 2 gets you XP. Discovering new areas and like sizable amounts too, not like WoW where it's like, oh, there you go, 100 XP, but exploring new areas, vistas.
The vistas was really cool. It's
yeah,
like,
the vistas.
We spent all this
it's
time.
Like a climbing puzzle almost.
Yeah.
There's that.
Crafting gets you XP.
It's not just the puzzle aspect of it. Yeah, it's a jumping puzzle, but also, hey, we spent all this fucking time designing all this shit and making it look gorgeous. You could just run through it and not even appreciate it. This kind of forces you to appreciate it, and you do, which is cool.
So before we get off MMOs, this site also had a couple upcoming MMOs. So okay. I wanted to just bring these up. Let me know if you've even heard of these. So some upcoming confirmed 2015. They say confirmed, but you know how video games go.
Oh, you're not thinking about web browser ones.
No, these are full ones.
Okay.
Camelot Unchained. Have you heard of this game?
I've heard of Camelot. I believe they had an old one.
It's going to be Realm versus Realm, old school style MMORPG. Their Kickstarter raised $2.2 million. So it's supposed to be coming out in 2015. Mm. Next one, Warhammer 40K Eternal Crusade.
The last one sucked, man. Well, it didn't suck. We played that one, Warhammer 40K.
But no, this isn't.
Oh, no,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
MMO.
We're talking about Regicide.
No. We played Warhammer. It's not 40K. It's
Dawn of War.
No.
No, you mean the Warhammer
version. They had an MMO.
Yeah, yeah. It was just
called Warhammer.
Okay. This one is different.
Chad and I played it together for about a week, and then we went back to WoW.
This is a third-person shooter. It seems more centered around combat and less around exploring. Like, Warhammer had a lot of, like, quests and stuff like that.
Right. It was a WoW clone.
They listed Star Citizen as an MMO. I just thought that was kind of funny.
I mean,
Star Citizen claims to be everything.
Yeah. And then here's some coming up further along the line. Project Theralon, which is supposed to be some sandbox style. Civ Online. Do you know Civ? They're doing a Civ MMO. And then another one called Albion Online, which is supposed to be coming up. And then Starforge, all ones that are coming up. So people are still making MMOs.
Yeah, but are they making them successfully?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just throw it out there. Speculation only. Do you guys think that WoW made their money back? That was the last big title.
I think there was enough hype to make WoW.
Who knows? Who knows how the inner workings of stuff work like that? But, you know, maybe some of these companies aren't going for, like, mass appeal either, you know? I don't know if... I think everyone's given up on being the next WoW.
Yeah, I don't know. I think... Well, they said, like, Marvel Heroes made its money back in the first weekend.
Yeah, I remember that. First weekend, they made $10 million. But they have this IP, the biggest IP maybe ever, except for Disney. By the way, does anybody know what Disney Infinity is? Because I don't. And I read about it all the time on my Twitter feed.
So Disney Infinity is like a third-person kind of action... adventure game, mm-hmm. but it's got
it's
this
platforms.
Yeah, it's got this stand, and you get actual like characters.
Okay,
you buy the characters, and when you put the characters on the stand, that is the character
physical. One.
Physical.
Oh,
that's the character kinda you choose.
Like, Nintendo's got that going on.
Yeah,
with
the Skylanders.
Yeah. So they've got that same thing. So you can buy packs, which give you like, you know, Elsa and whatever the other sister's name is or whatever.
You can't buy that character without the physical model?
Yeah. The expansion packs come with the little...
Oh,
if I want to play as Elsa, I need to get the little figurine that puts on there.
What a money sink. Huh?
Yeah.
And then, it's doing great.
And, you know, people have like whole like cases of these things that so they can switch with the character that they want to do. So that's kind of the concept that I've understood.
Interesting that at least it's an integration between physical... reality and your digital reality.
And Disney is all about the collectibles, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's talk about some news. Bethesda mentions Dishonored 2?
Yeah, it was kind of like they didn't know they were being recorded. There was just a mic that was picking up what they were talking about. They kind of mentioned some things that kind of sounded like it might be mentioning Dishonored.
So basically, sounds very vague.
Yeah, super vague. I actually listened to the audio and I was like, I don't know how anybody's extrapolated that. But most likely, they're going to be announcing that at E3. Because that's where the audio was taken from. So,
side note on that E3, if you guys didn't listen to last week's, I'm going up there for work. But Emil...
Chad's taking me as luggage.
Yeah. Emil is my date to this thing.
Fat-ass luggage.
So hopefully we'll be putting out... But he will also be at E3, walking around,
probably
maybe
tweeting,
taking pictures, tweeting, doing the whole thing. So if you don't follow our Twitter, follow it now. It's DL Gaming, DOTnet.
And it will be too late for your copy of GOT by the time this comes out, but somebody will be getting
GOT.
That.
GTA 5 is
GTA
what it
5.
Is.
Yeah. What did I say? GOT?
GOT. You said Game of Thrones.
I've been thinking about Game of Thrones. It comes out tomorrow.
All right. What else?
More Oculus news. Every unit's going to come with an Xbox controller, and you'll be able to stream Xbox games. They're going to come out with their own controller that will not be wireless.
Yeah. No. Well, close. Anyway, so it's going to come out with an Xbox controller, but you can't play them in a virtual world. You have a virtual screen like Chad wanted, so... Basically, you can play these games on a giant 20-foot virtual screen.
Gotcha.
And so they're basically confirming that. And you can stream Xbox games. I'm sure you're going to have to pay full price for them, but you can stream them and play them on this virtual screen. So just to recap real quick, what that means is you're not in the world. You're viewing the world on a fake screen that's very close to your eyes. So it seems as big as I think you could want it, right?
Whatever. Not 3D, but it feels the whole screen.
Yeah, it's just a flat screen. Way, way, way bigger than whatever.
Like you were playing on an IMAX theater or something.
Right. Well, they had an app that I used when we were testing out the DK1, and it was a movie theater that you would sit in, and then you would load up a movie on your computer, you know, just like an M4V or whatever, an MKV, and it would play in the movie theater, and you could look around at the different seats. You could even order popcorn, and it would pop up there. And yeah, it was just projected onto a big screen, so you got the movie theater experience. I mean, the resolution was so low on the DK1 that you could barely even see what was going on.
Yeah. Still the best porn I ever saw, just saying.
Yikes.
Wow.
All right. Hearthstone announces Tavern Brawl, a game mode that changes every week from multiplayer to pre-made decks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Smite with their...
Yeah, their daily.
Their daily, but this is weekly. So every week something crazy will come out. And what I meant by multiplayer, obviously it's a Hearthstone game, so it's 1v1. But what I meant was more than two players. Like they're going to set up maybe 2v2 or stuff like that on certain weeks. So it's just like a mechanic that they introduced that you have to follow the rules that changes the game and keeps it fresh. Yeah. Seems interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. Obviously, I've been playing a bunch of Hearthstone, so.
Me too.
Yeah, you got back into it.
I won't put it on my PC, though.
You're staying on the phone.
Yeah, so it's for pooping and driving only.
Driving?
Oh, wait. Is
that supposed
to say that? Holy shit. All right, GTA 5 had a large update. Adds more Vice City to the game?
No, it adds Vice City.
Oh, adds Vice City?
Yeah.
Like so, the whole
the game. A mod adds Vice City.
Yeah. So okay. All of
it's a mod. Okay. Well, they did have an update that changed.
It's all right there. GTA mod adds Vice City to the game.
God, we screwed this up. But okay. So this mod, you're saying, adds Vice City to the GTA 5. Yes. Okay.
So
got it.
All the three cities that were associated with... Wait. Vice City
wasn't the three cities.
Oh, Vice City was Florida, right? Or whatever.
Miami.
So,
which is also in Florida. So yes, you are correct.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Anyway, so it adds that, and so you could drive around that. I'm sure that San Andreas is not that far.
But these are just people making them, right?
Yeah, and which is great.
So it's an exact replica of Vice City?
Yep.
Mm.
I'm surprised
in the GTA 5 graphics.
I'm surprised they're letting that go through because they're still trying to sell Vice City and San Andreas, right?
Yeah, but you can get Vice City on an iPad now. And I'm glad that they did this because Vice City... it's not just the graphics that are a problem with that game. It's the controls. The controls are awful. If you try to play this on the PC, it's so hard. So I'm glad they're doing something like this.
Plus,
like,
you love the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
You love the music of Vice City.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? GTA 5 does not have any good radio stations. Like, I can never find a good one. They got a ton of music in it, but no good stations.
I'm right there with you.
Vice City, everything was a winner, though. Really? Except for the talk radio.
I'm not sure about that. I think San Andreas was the best. It had...
Well, I never played San Andreas.
It had like Snoop Dogg and all that stuff in there.
It was in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
It was based in that time period.
It was really nice.
I love them all.
What was the one with the GTA 4? Was it GTA 4?
Liberty City?
No. What was the one that you had like the different regions you had to take the gangs over and like your map had the different colors and you were like your color was green.
I think
that wasn't 4.
Shit, wasn't,
it that was San Andreas, Andreas wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was okay. San Andreas between 3 and 4.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure somebody's working on that, but fuck, that's so much. That's 3 full cities plus the time in between. So I don't even know where you would add that onto the map. But anyway, fucking sweet. Who cares? Let's drive around my city. And it's not going to hurt the sales, probably, because
they so
you don't get all the quests and shit. It's not like the whole game's in there. It's just a physical...
Mm. Oh, really? No quests?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
I'm sure people will start working on it.
You can buy Vice City for like $2 or $2.50, and I don't even think that's on sale. So I don't think they're really tripping about that.
Hmm. Yeah, Rockstar is sitting on their pile of gold looking down at Vice City sales.
That
like
game's
that.
Like 15 years old or
you
something.
Tell me when Red Dead Redemption gets added to the map, then we'll talk.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Can we get a PC port yet?
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so as we wrap this up, what does the week ahead look like?
Ooh. So we had a listener that posted up, what was his name? I'm drawing a blank. He listed on the what games to play post and said, seriously, Bobby and Chad, how have you not played Fallout New Vegas? So,
oh, I think that might have been MJ12.
Yeah, that was who it was.
Jeez, this guy's memory is funny.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've talked to him. We've chatted back and forth specifically about Fallout. And yeah, I'm glad you reminded me of that because I've been having a lot of trouble finding a game to get into. And I've been leaning towards like an RPG. So I may get into New Vegas, but I am having a lot of fun with TF2. I mean, you just can't go wrong with that game. And we didn't even bring it up, but, after we recorded last week, we played a ton of TF2 with some listeners. We had like 6-7 people. It was hard to get everyone, first of all, on the server and then on one team. But, you know, we eventually got there.
I said we make our own server next month, and that's what we put our money into.
Yeah, we could see how much we could rent a server. But I really like the 32-player max ones. I mean, you get good games
there. You set up whatever you want, man.
We should be using the Steam group chat room for our communication if we want to be with friends, because David is winning setup zone, and I felt bad because we were playing with some other listeners but they weren't in the Steam group. It would be cooler if we just used the Steam group chat room.
And Steam voice chat has come a long way too.
Yeah, it has, definitely.
Yeah,
so Fallout New Vegas I downloaded off Emilio's list, so I might get into that. It's sad to say, but I only have 500 gigs on this on the solid state, so I had to delete Grand Theft Auto 5 right now. Homeworld I just purchased with the summer sale, so I really want to get into Homeworld. And you know, obviously we're going to be downloading more games with this summer sale, so yeah. I'm sure.
Well, Fallout New Vegas sounds like a good idea. I may do that too, because all this MMO playing has really made me, I think what I'm really looking for is a good RPG, like a single player RPG that's just refined.
Can I throw something out there? Bobby,
nope. Next.
Bobby, you already played GTA. You already played Fallout 3. You haven't played either one, so maybe you should play New Vegas. You should play Fallout 3, and maybe you guys could talk.
He's already played Fallout
3. Vice versa. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Because if you guys play the same game, less conversation out of that. Anyway, I will be playing more Witcher 3. I'm fucking loving this game so much. The only thing that I've been playing pretty much is that.
You're welcome, by the way.
I mentioned it earlier, but just the character design, like most people, you're talking about humans, but anytime you run into something that's non-human, it's so beautifully done. Not that the humans aren't. I ran into this part where there's three witches. How many witches have I seen in character lore my entire life? Mm-hmm. 10,000. These are the best, creepiest witches I have ever seen in my whole life. They are so fucking creepy. My girlfriend was like, what the fuck? I was like, man, they're so... hats off to this game yet again. Hmm. It's keeping me interested. Just to throw it out there.
You haven't beat it yet, though, huh?
No, not even close. One girl's eye, or one of the witch's eyes, is replaced by some sort of insect nest. So it has, like, it's a circle, but it's got a bunch of caverns that while she's talking to you, the bugs are going in and out of this fucking eye that she has. Oh, it's so bad. And the other one is, like, a giant fucking chick, and she's got these giant titties. But they're strapped up with rope, as in like a bondage thing, but not good at all. like the worst thing, like it's cutting into her skin. Oh, and the last one has like, they're so creepy. They're so creepy.
We're halfway through the year. Do you think that The Witcher 3 is going to be the game of the year?
Fuck yes.
Well, I'm not just talking about for you. I'm talking about at the Game Awards in December.
I think so. And I'm also going, it's approaching best game ever made for me.
Wow.
Whoa.
Which would take down Skyrim, right? because that's...
Well, I've already said that, yeah. So...
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Huh.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be showing up on a lot of, you know, IGN or PC Gamer. Just, I have a feeling Witcher 3 is going to be... are there any big titles that are coming out later in the year that we're still waiting on? I don't see any competitors.
Half-Life 3?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Fallout 4?
Well, Fallout 4, yeah. They don't have a release date, though, do they?
I'm being super hopeful, and something tells me about like them being already on Steam. I'm going to say late summer.
See, I don't know why they do this. They do their Game of the Years, both the Game Awards and also IGN, PC Gamer, like all the major publications on those. They do their Game of the Year before the year's over, right? It's not like the Oscars where they do it in January or like late January.
Yeah, but no games come out in December, you know, yeah, late December.
Well, yeah. Dragon's Age, Christmas. Which got Game of the Year last year, was out for like 3 weeks and then got Game of the Year, didn't it? Yeah. I mean, a lot of these journalists are playing these games before they come out, I guess. So, well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that stuff works.
No, I agree with you.
I really got to pee. Can we wrap this up?
Yeah. Give us some. All right.
Give us some things. Speaking for Chad. Speaking for Bobby.
Oh, did you had a contest?
The Twitter contest is going to be revealed tomorrow, which is Sunday, which is after this comes out. So, to
whoever wins, congratulations.
Yeah. And. So for pus-filled, giant, non-sexual, bondage, rope-tied titties.